Hi, I'm Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. The economy is in shambles. Job loss is mounting. And to top it off, John and Kate are yesterday's tweet. Let's see, what's the latest thing we have to worry about? We've got 100,000 Burmese pythons running around loose in the Everglades, and about 100,000 people with guns running around loose in our streets. Do you see a problem or a solution? Is the glass half full of snake venom or half empty? Actually, it seems like there are much more than 100,000 people with guns, but the most hardcore are the ones who answer the call. And we're going to make that call. Go west, young man, and bring your guns. I know that the Florida Everglades are government lands, which are protected by federal oversight. You just can't run over there and do what you want. But when Washington crossed the Delaware, he only had a boatload of troops to oversee. We've gotten a little more unwieldy since then. Federal oversight has gone the way of Timothy Geithner's credibility. So, what I'm proposing is a fun-packed, unsupervised holiday weekend in the Glades that'll take care of two problems. This is a perfect storm, since the snakes are the top of the food chain, and so are men with guns. Burmese pythons will eat anything they can swallow. So will a bunch of macho men with guns and access to an open bar. That's how we'll get them into the Everglades. Free beer. It's the first annual Pythons, Pistols, and Pilsner Festival. That's right, people. Snakes, shooters, and schnapps. Try saying that three times fast. We're not talking about a garden snake here. The Burmese python is one of the largest, on average, growing up to 18 feet and weighing up to 180 pounds. After they've grown too large for the house, their family turns them loose in the Everglades to sort it all out. I'm talking about the men. The situation grew precarious when they started slithering into the kitchen demanding food just like Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. I'm talking about the snakes. You can't look a python in the eye and say, gee, I didn't get to the store for your snake food. They got huge anyway, and where's the cat? You decided to let them go in the Glades, and they discovered the opposite sex. That's when it got interesting. They've multiplied more than the federal deficit. I know a snake is no match for a man with a gun, but the beer will help even the odds. Combine men with guns, an open season on pythons, free beer, and what have you got? Thousands of flea market kiosks, stacked with genuine snakeskin wallets and handbags. What a quandary. Brand new snakeskin wallets and handbags, and nothing to put in them. A word of advice to python owners who are thinking about turning them loose: Tallahassee is a much better environment. And that's your Radio Buzz.